the Yemei Perek Achol Tishah, exactly what I said. She quotes Tosis, the first Tosis. Thank you very much. Tosis Kasha, Tosis Perek. He says, I have the Be'esh, Eilon Chosun, Ochal, Afiyat, Kval, Gamal, Gufo. Only that's a certain property now. Anyway, I have a blush and a rush before it, my soul. That kushoit may she ain't on the sky of the yard of Chitam of the garage. He has a different kasha. Mamish, but. Preparish. He didn't believe me. Now I believe you have a fun, I hope. It's a simon kuf nun zayin. And he also discussed what we had in Shir. But the rise from Sholel, because the key was later on as the object breaks. I still was going from this time. He quotes what I told you in the name, the Baba Bas for Shin Tayalef, that the Stiba is enough, etc., etc. And then of course he said that maybe you mentioned also in Shia since had a problem with the show of Kaya Mishas owns the Mishas too. The whole thing, not what I'd be proud. I had more problem. But the story is that there's two different Nakudas over here, Shtetcha and Erebophonic. You know, I really feel I feel very good. I went out on a limb and I bore off the whole Shia. And now you see it, Erebophonic on my side. Baruch Hashem. No, not really. Okay, I feel good. I'm holding on to this. I want to say okay, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay, today we're continuing the topic of the suin. Yesterday we spoke about the lumbus of the suin. How does it work in terms of lumbus? Is it the mice there that are matzah with all the seven after you here, something like that? Now the question, what's the difference between a rooster and a suin? Well, mice. I'm in a rooster, you're in a sewer. What's the difference? Halakhically, what are the nafka means? There's a famous threesome that's found in Shas, a number of places, which is considered the difference between a rooster and a sewer, and which is commonly bandied about in a few places in the Gemara. What are the three? No, anyone know the three? The Yorsha, the Tamala, no, or the Hoffman is a rail. Where's the Gemara that lush? Someone the fourth parak. We went through this last time. Where is it? The Yorisho, the Tamilah, the first of the rail. Hoffman is a rail. Somewhere in the fourth parak, we found the lush in the Gemara. There it is. When given them an aleph, it's down a little bit towards the bottom. Ishtar Rusa lo onen, v'lo metamala, en a yorsha. Different somewhere here, there's a different mystery, there's a different bryce, which says all three, like one after the other. The yorsha, the tamala, the hafer, and the red. Those are the big three. Are there any other differences in halacha? Sherek's is the owner. The Rambam said, Sherek's is the owner, only takes effect at the moment of the Nisuim. She knows the other Misha. Right? All the Chiyuvik Subim. The whole shebang, right? All the Chiyuvik Subim begin 10-4, right? He owes her 10, she owes him 4. They all start at the moment of Nisuim. What else? Well, it had to be it. That's what we talk about Barichas, but you know, you can't matz an erev Pesach. You can't be borrowed or something. But once you're in a sewer, so the beer is mutter. Has the beer. That's no. The two separate things. One is the Yulik Suba, and one is the Hetabia. The two things are not necessarily Haba Hatalia. And finally, the distinction concerning the, right, in the negative sense, if I may, death. Death. Says death. Eshin Zin Shezinza. What Talak Eshin Shezinza? She's Chayav Misa. What Misa? Well, it depends. If he's an Arahamu Rosa, what happens to a Gila? If she's a Nisua, then what does she get? What? Kenek. So Narusa is Gila and Nisua is Bekenek. So that, so we have a six Kilukim, no? The Yarish of the big three that's found in the Bryce of the Club is found exactly. The Yarish of the Hafal of Taman and the Yarish of the Taman of the Hafal and the Rea. That's the three which are found together. And then we added a little more, right? The Chivek Suba, Sherek Tisona, etc. And then, and it goes both ways, right? Master them, we see also the whole story. That's found in the, that's also found in the fourth parish. So that's the very beginning, the figure of the mission in the government days. This is, yes, the Habash, Ocho Peretz Bechayel, the Chavis on the Corona, the Kurosa, all that's taught by Nisei. That's the member of the days in the Mishnah. And then the Hetabia. And then Nisa. Which Nisa also changes. So the question, let's just before we go anything else, how many of these distinctions, if any, are the right? I mentioned to you that the Pesach Shuva says, as well as the whole Shaila is the Din Nisum and the Raisa and the Rabbon. Somebody got up and said, believe it or not, that the whole concept of Nisum is the Rabbon. There's a right, there's a fear, there's a din of Kiddush. The whole Nisun is the Rabbon. That's a little bit crazy to us. But is there, can we just prove it? How, let's say we mentioned six not for me. How many of the six are the right? Let's just start with that. The Chara said, all the rights are, the Heta Bia is the Rabbon. Because the whole Issa Bia, we presume, for Narus is only the Rabbon. The Heta Bia is the Rabbon. The other thing should the Chara be certainly the Raita. The Chara? Not Mukhul. You say that all the tonight to by the Rabbana. That's a big machlok. That's a Rishon. She spoke about it a long time ago. Shared Tisvona is the right of the Rabbana. According to Rabbana, they're the right. According to many other Rishon, the Ran, etc., they're the Rabbana. Even only the question, someone says even the Rabbana. No, that doesn't disagree. Huh? Shared Tisvona, why? Ah, you're supposed to say Shared Tisvona either. Yes, true. True. You're supposed to speak about it. But it could be in a very limited thing. What about the other thing? The chenek is a vada the rice. The chenek is killed the steak, the harvest of the rice. What about the remains of the yorsha, the hofalo, the tamal, the hafaras, and the rest? So at first glance, they're vada the rice, for sure. Yorsha, tamal, hofan, and the rest. How can it not be the rice? So hofan, and the rest, you're right. It has to be the rice. Because the Yorsha, the Tamala, we looked in the Rambam, we saw a very interesting thing. That they both seem to be the Rabbon. The Yorsha, the Tamala. The Hoffman and the Rail. No, you can't do that with the Rabbon. The Yorsha, the Tamala, of course, should also be the right, the Pashtun. If you look carefully in Rambam, you get the impression they're both the Rabbon. How can you be Tamala at the level of the Rabbon? Tamala writes, they made it like a mate mitzvah. Her husband's in a yashiner, and therefore no one else will take care of her for her burial needs. They made a quote made mitzvah. Made mitzvah, even a kohen is mitamis, her husband happens to be a kohen. So it's, again, it's something that's in the rabbonim. And the yorsha, the rabbonim happens to pass the yushas abalas with the rabbonim. Stop. Yushas abalas with the machlokas is the right to the rabbonim passes with the rabbonim. So, you know, it becomes it gets a little intriguing. If you wish it to Rabbanan, if Tum is to Rabbanan, have to be it to Rabbanan. So, there's still three derises. What are the three derises? What? Shek is going to call them happens to be the derisa. Chenek and Gila is the derisa. And the Dorum is the derisa. Right? Huh? Sorry? Meis mitzvah. This is known to take care of her, but her husband is a yashiter. Their chazal is considered to be a meis mitzvah. Remarkable thing. Now, this is very important. Now there's one critical Rambam. Chukas Mishpat. It's a different story. We'll get to that later. Chukas Mishpat tells us that although Dinei Yerusha should be considered Dinei Mamonis, but they have an element of Issa V'Heter as well. So Rabbi Kivegel and Stratton Rambam. Chukas Mishpat. Chukas is those Chukas are Torah. The ritual law, not just monetary law. That's another level of the right. Now, why is all of this so important? You see, there's a concept in the Gemara in the fourth paragraph of Subit of Moser Avos Shluchei Abam. As we shall see, that's a big question. What does that mean exactly? Does it mean Nisuin? Does it not mean Nisuin? Well, let's go look at the litmus test. Let's see, you know, in all the various cases, whether status has changed or not. There's a problem. There's a very ambiguous Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim. Unfortunately, so ambiguous. Rambam says that Master Rav Shluchei Abal, the Baal cannot be Mefer. And he throws in an expression, he should ain a Baal Mefer but Kodman. He cannot be Mefer in the Dorm which preceded the marriage. They just don't know what he means. He's preceding the full marriage, preceding the Master Rav Shluchei Abal, and I'm holding with the Kesher Mishnah, or the Lefer Mishnah. They're all fine at this point. And it's critical. That's the only place, the Tashma, from where we can tell whether she has in fact entered into the husband's house when she was Master Avos Shluchei Abal. Of course, you may say, let's look at the other cases. Let's look at the case of what? The case of Chenek and Skila. There, the Rambam says, in fact, Master Avos Shluchei Abal, she does not get Skila. Wouldn't that indicate that she does not get Skila? Doesn't that indicate that she's considered a Beis HaBaal? Unless she gets Skila? Well, the tricky Gemara. The Gemara says, on that Mem Chesim and Beis, towards the bottom, Tana, Moser Avos Shluchei Abal Kuzinsa, or is it Bechenek? How do you know? Liznos Beis Oviyah, Prat Mishra Moser Avos Shluchei Abal. But first glance, it's conclusive. She's left the father's house. So where did she go, obviously? Only one place to go. Where's that? Beis HaBaal. But then comes this fascinating possibility, which she calls a halfway house. That's the call today from today's world. Nishtahin and Nishtaher. Neither here nor there. The possibility exists that when she Master Avos Shluchei Abal, she gets Chenek. Why? She's no longer the base of Via. But still, there would be no Afaras Nedarim, perhaps, because she's not yet in Beis Baila. Where is she? She's in a way station. En route. She's neither here nor there. She's not the Beis Avia, nor is she the Beis Baila. Some not going to suggest that, Pshat Rambam. She's neither here nor there. Stam Beis Avia is the Chenek. The special Aloka is Narav Urosu. This is the Beis Avia. Get healer. Once she leaves Beis Avia, that she goes back to the general din of Beis of Chenek, which applies in all cases. Even though she's not in Beis Baila yet, she would still get Chenek. That's the possibility. So it's remarkable. Just in terms of what is in the sewer? What difference does it make? We rattle off six nafkaminas, right? We're not trying to have the rest, trying to have the rabbonim. According to Rambam, there's too few of the rest than we would have thought. Others may say a different one about the rest, Sherek Sosron. Some go as far as to deny the very existence of the concept of the Nisuin Midoraisa. All they do what they'll do exactly is jump on. Subas with the big mouth clock is one of Subas' house. Eretz and Nisuin, we discussed that. Subas Mishas Nisuin is on the Rambam. That's one of the key that's one of the, we call the 10-4, the 10 obligations of him to her, and the 4 for her to him. The Chabash has to do it, one to the Rambam. There are differences, the might, but it's not clear exactly how many are the Raisa, and it's not clear, according to the Rambam, is there a way station? So the Rambam says that, he quotes the Gemara, once Mosav Shluchi are bowed, there's no longer any skila. So the question, what does that mean? She's already entered into Beit HaBaal at that point. There's nowhere else to go. Is the Beit HaBaal, Beit HaBaal? Oh, no. It's a no man's land. I better put it. A no man's land. Neither she's left the Beit HaBaal, has not yet come to the Beit HaBaal. She's a no man's land. No man's land. It's Chenek. It's not considered the Beit HaBaal. That's the question of how you define the Suh and what the differences are. Is there a way station in between? These are all questions which are relevant. The discussion of not the loveless in the Suh, but just the Beit. What does the Suh accomplish? Have we got it straight? Very important to know what the bottom, you know, brass tack, nitty gritty, what is he doing to achieve? Nothing. I guess the only thing, we know something's unclear. But the question is, are they the raisa? When it's once to Rabbon, it's not as clear a signal. Right? We know things that we rattle those six differences, they're all clear, that the Suwan achieves these six things. But we try to look at what the raisa is. They begin to say, wait, you, which is not the right to turn around on, nor is Tumah, nor is Hatabiyah. So you're left with three things. Chiyuvei Ksuba, which partially are the right to share with Rahona, which partially only accomplish as Nisuan. And then is the Chenek Yilah story. And then is the Nidorim. So the Nidorim Ram is again vague. So we're left, the only tips are what? Our only tips are, I knew what I was left with in Rambam. The only clear-cut thing is death. Right? And the Chiyuv Ksuba. For that, we say, it doesn't really prove much, because it could be, when the Kuvish is the Beit HaBaal, this is no longer the Beit HaAv, it could be in the way station. What about the idea of the Chiyuv Ksuba, Shinosa and Abisha? So that's really the only thing which should be conclusive. And there too, the Rambam doesn't say much about how to find the Ksuba. So I guess, maybe we should turn around the order from yesterday and go right now to what is Shlishi Rambam and Chupas Nidah. What's talking about Rambam? That's all going to be related to this. Let's start. Rambam says that the definition of Chupa, which we'll come back to later, there are other definitions, is Yichud HaRoel Lebiyah. If a Chupas Nidah can't exist. So the question comes, what did Ram do with Moshe Rav Shluchi HaBaal? All the tools are kind of the Sikansana. Sukkot, you have, when you think of the Yehud HaBaal, how do you put a role to be? What's Ram talking about? Ram himself called some of these in. Oh, so the Akronim have various interpretations of the Rambam. One is to say, no. The Rambam said you need Yichud HaRoel Lebiyah. That the same Rambam quotes in certain contexts the idea of Mos Rav Shluchi HaBaal. For one answer, the Baruch suggests, you're right. Mos Rav Shluchi HaBaal accomplishes something, but it's not really Nisun. So what does it accomplish? Whatever. Yerushalayim Mos Rav Memchet, the Chilas HaMomon, something. Perhaps it would knock out Kenneth, knock out Skila, because it's a no man's land. We already have a definitive proof that the Malkav is looking about really achieved what we call Beit Isha, that achieved real Nisuan. The Machlokas Rashi and Tosh is on the Chem Chesem of Beit. The Gemara says, Chup to the Kulu Chup. What does that mean? The Rashi says, Chup to the Kulu, Harat of Tziga the Shmuel. Shmuel says it only works for Yerusha, but this is basically the Mechilas HaMaman. And Tosh is Chatsi Sholem. This is the Kulu Lab Dasa the Kulu. Hello Lahano Da means the Amri Afra Truma. Truma not, but everything else, yes. The Mosham Shukras because it really is Nisuan. So the Rambam who requires Kupa real Abiyah, presumably all like Rashi, the Baruch answer, he holds like Rashi. He holds like Rashi the what? That Mosham Shukri Baal, the Matkonis, the Gemara is really not Kupa. It's not Nisuan. It's only a Mechila as far as Yerusha is concerned. And the real is going to be Yichud HaRoel Lebiyah with an Ipshet Tahora. Can't work with it either. Boom. That's one way of learning. Okay? If you're right, so how you interpret the Rambam, the Kamsa Forest Midorim. The Rambam says that Forest Midorim 1 second. Gemalde, because she's not married. Of course it's not for her. One of these expressions, ain't I making a cauldron? Don't take it too seriously, don't take it too literally. It means they're not married, that's all it means. That's one suggestion according to Shita Tarana. They're not married at all. Absolutely not married. The Pasha Pshat and Rambam. However, there are a number of Achronim who try to make compromises that maybe she's a little bit married. Maybe how can you be a little bit married? Maybe she's a little bit pregnant, a little bit married. What's going on over here? Yes, sir. Okay. Rami Nukas to Doran. Sure. Something halacha what? Yudalas Kavay. Let's take a look. The very, it's so unfortunate. This is the one key Rama that could have solved all the problems. Could have given us a definitive answer when he holds, boom. That's the one that's left vague. It's really, it's really unfortunate because that would have been the giveaway. That's mamish the giveaway. But that vague. Rama writes like this. Hold up, I have Mishluchi Abal. Avil Baal Mefirna Dereh. Most of the Mishluchi Abal. Ein Aav Yochal Ha'ofer. Shere Yotot Mishuso. Lo Abal Yochal Ha'ofer. Why not? She Ein Abal Nefer Bekodman. Kumo Shabi Yarni. What do the words mean? Those words. Ein Abal Nefer Bekodman. The something means it's called Kodman because they're not fully married yet. They're not married yet. It's Moksha. They're not married. You call it a Kivega. You guys are quoting Shita's Rashi. Shifta's a Kula, Shifta. They're all slugged up. Moksha Rabbi does not create marriage. The Yerusha, okay, there's a Mechila. That's it. As far as it goes. That's some type shot in Rambam. Other type shot in Rambam. No. Ain't about making the Kodman means only in the dorm which was taken before Moksha Rabbi. But once Mosarab, then what? Then there can be a Hafara, because she really is married. What's the Kiddush? Big Kiddush. She's considered married at the moment of Mosarab is looking about. Amazing Kiddush. You're right. And the Ram is very vague. It doesn't read straight. This is what according to you, you shouldn't have said it either. You should have said, ain't a bow made for the name to it. What kind of a cousin? Either way, there's no way out of it. There's no good way that I know out of the Rambam. I have to wait till the Rambam comes back and tells us what he meant. Till then, we're not exactly sure what the Rambam means. Huh? The Achronim Tupel. Maybe Rambam held that really Chupa Rur Lepi is not an absolute prerequisite that you needed 1,000% without it you can't move. No. That's not necessarily so much for Akir. Because if you remember the Rambam's Lashon Nifas Ishus was, it's not Ishus Gemura. Remember that? It's not Nisuan Gemurin. I mean, there's a few tantalizing hints. And Hilchos Ishus, that although he does require, undoubtedly, a Chupa Haruya Lepi, no doubt about it. But he doesn't say that without it, it's nothing. Right. I will in the house and neither I'm officially difficult to cook with the dad anymore. Lo gomer on his suit. Vare karusa adayim. He doesn't say, it's absolutely, lo gomer on his suit. Then he says later on another thing. He says, one second. Then he says, very good, a lot of faith. Then he has a lesson at the end. Like a brook or something, huh? One second. Ein the vach la birka khasana ma shtitar Allah khava kim ava ve nata u birich ein a khoz ba var bingo why not he made the brother much too early Allah khava but is there a tantalizing hint in Rambam that maybe something really would be would be chal. And moreover, there's the question which all the mafarshim ask: how can you say the yichud of the bia? There's so many kashas fakat from all the various gemaras, from the case of yesh chupul psulos, which we come to in a minute, from the case of Yom Kippur. When God Yom Kippur has a miyachad a wife, how can it be? He's never looked for the world of bia. Yes, no. That's the purest view. The Rambam said, don't put the words in the Rambam's mouth. He's dead, she's still in Arusa. Goodbye. That's a simple shot. Nothing changed. Absolutely nothing changed. No. That's the hardline approach. Nothing changed. Boy, would the Gemara be a chupal of psul? We'll talk to chupal of psul later. But there were those mafarshim achron who thought that pussyfoot. The Rambam didn't really mean that it's nothing. It's something that gets accomplished. What's the something? Here there are different shades and different nuances in the achron. Rattle off quickly what some of them have to say. Exactly. Can it be a quasi nisuin which is not a chuppah or a lebiya? Or should we say no? The people this year are very hard line. What do you mean? Don't put words. Rambam said you need chuppah or a lebiya. Don't put the word lebiya. It's nothing. Nothing. Zero. Absolute zero. But there were different opinions. You mentioned Rabbi Naftali Trump, the beginning of Tzubitz. He says, you know, it's complete marriage. He's the exact opposite. Complete marriage. They're married. All these cases where there's no chuppah, they're totally married. The Rambam is mafurish, they're not married. But the Rambam is limited to Rav Naftali to errors related to bia. Chuppah, real bia is necessary for bia related inyanim. In other words, heter bia, or perhaps the din of owner, which is a shibud bia. For this, you need a chuppah ruila bia. But if you have one second. But if you have a different type of nisuin, whether masal b'shluchi abal or whatever else it may be, then it achieves the full range of all perfect nisuin is achieved. Everything in the world, but bia related stuff, which means presumably the het bia. And I guess the Shiva would be it. That's what Naftali said. When the Yichud will become full-fledged Nisuin, expect to be it. This is what Naftali is trying to Rambam. So he's the opposite of Baruch. Baruch, the purest. The Rambam says, you're not. The Baruch said it, what's the Rambam? The Rambam, she's not married. Or he's Noam saying. Noam is the doctor, no. Noam. That the Rambam said, no, I'm not Nisuin. No, I'm not Nisuin. Yeah? But I'm not telling?
Yeah. If you don't do it, does that really follow through?
I don't know. I would imagine that if you hold out the Ketz of Mishnah, as it can be, at first the Dorin, that would be the clincher. If you hold it, the Rambam holds, please. If you hold it because the Rambam of Nazarim is a critical point over here. If the Rambam of Nazarim is to be taken as the Ketz of Mishnah takes it, as the Idah first, the Dharma upon after Mosul of Shtuchi Abal, unless it's Kotlin, then it's a Chariah to Rav Naftali. I think it probably is right. So the only reason why I need Chuppah or Lebiya is to be able to have the full-fledged Nisuin to be Matar Bia and to be Matayv Bia. But for everything else, I've never meant that she's not a Nisuin. I wasn't oblivious to all the Gemaras and all the Mepharsh, everything I said against him. He wasn't against him. Iran has a whole pack of kashas. No problem, as I'm told. The only matter that got it, they had the Bia. For that, you need a Chuppah or real Bia. True. But I guess it has to be the same as suing. It has to be done the proper, whatever. I'm not sure. Yeah?
What is the,
you going back to
like
my right now.
What's not right to be here?
The Dorian and all the monetary matters.
When she really married?
That's right. She's married on anything but the question of Bia between the Hoss and Kala. She's already married the moment, whatever, they must look about, they go under the canopy, they go on, whatever it may be. But the only time you need the Yichud of the Bia is for purposes of Bia. Okay, I don't want to go into that. That's a different thing. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I have to tell you that Tully's chat, though, is just one of many. Once you leave Noam's doctor knows purity, it's just no. Once you start making compromises, there's almost no end to the amount of compromises you can make. Let's just rattle off some of them. Okay? Some of them. There's a statement called the Divrei Yecheskel. The Divrei Yecheskel says, the closest to Noah. But she's not really not married. She's really not married at all. Either Raya's Haker? No. It says, Yotza Meshutta Av, Belushutta Baal Ovo. In other words, no man's land. No man's land. Rambam says, if there's a Chupara Lebia, she's not married. Either Raya's Ruru's Haker, but there's no longer any Gila, etc., etc. No. What do you mean she's Nesua? She's not no longer the base of Bia. She's in no man's land. No man's land. We mentioned before. There's a sorry? Halfway outside. No man's land. She's not in the sewer at all. So the Divrei Yecheskel is really saying what Noam said. You can't deny Noam that there's no skila. That's enough for the Rambam. There's no skila once you want to mess her up. You can't deny that. You have to assume that what we call the no man's land theory. The Divrei Yecheskel spelled it out. No man. He's the one that spells it out. Doesn't use the word no man land. He says Yotze Meshut Ah, below he means the Chesed Meshut Abal. It could be in the middle of nowhere. Yes, Ali. It is. This is the first sheet. I'm just giving it the name. You had Noam. That was also a good name. But the Divrei Yecheskel is another name.
I thought according to the first
I'm pointing out that you can't be so pure. The purest approach cannot deny the Gemara and the Rambam that she no longer gets Kila. Can't deny it. I'm close to Nichas every close to Nara. There's no longer any Kila once she's the most out she'll care about. Can't deny that. Enough for the Rambam, for the Gemara. So the purest approach will at most say that she's not married at all, but she's left her father's house. Now we have this. That's the purest approach. Divrei Yecheskel and Noah. Then you have Rav Naftali, the most extreme approach. Haker, she's totally married. Except for what? Bia-related thing. Okay. Then I mentioned two other compromises. Interesting. One very recent, a contemporary author, Shlita. And one, after the precedes all the others who came in the century to give their own sayings. The contemporary is Tzukas Dovid. The Dovid Tviat Shlita. The Rebbe in the Nir Yeshiva. Brooklyn, New York. So he says in the paper on Tzuvos, halfway between the Divrei Yecheskel and Rav Naftali, namely, he's considered a nesua only with respect to monetary matters, not with respect to what we call east of the head. Not easily by far as the door. According to Rav Naftali, they could be Afaras Dov. It doesn't do with Afaras Dov. It doesn't do with Bia. They could be Afaras Dov. According to the Sukkot Dov, they cannot be Afaras Dov. It all depends how you learn that Rambam. That's why the Rambam is so critical. That Rambam and Hilchos Dov is so ambiguous one. It's really the key, which we unfortunately can't unlock. We don't know the answer. It's according to the Sukkot Dov. I believe it's the Ketzer Mishnah, because it cannot be made. That's what I'm seeming to say.
The question
is,
that's what Rambam says. The question is, what do you mean? All those Gemara that take it into for monetary matters. But the Yitzhak had to not. That's what I can ask the Zalim. What's
the issue?
No, I'm far from done. Then comes the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir is much earlier. Beis Meir was a contemporary of Akiva Egan. The correspondence back and forth of Akiva Egan. He was tremendous in the Chavis of the Beis Meir. Tremendous going. He said exactly the reverse of Rambam. That's why this is how I want to start making compromises. The punkt again. The Rambam holds the chuppah ruya lebiya. Excuse me. If you have yichud she'ena ruya lebiya, that yichud which is not ruya lebiya, the tomb which is not chuppah ruya lebiya, can be matir a subsequent biya. In other words, if you have this yichud, whatever it may be, so then what happens later will happen later, so then it's going to be okay. It's going to work to be matter the bia later on, or a week from now when you go to the mix. Works, that it does work for. What it does not work for, believe it or not, says if the base mayor, is everything else but. She's not in the sewer right now. She can't, she's not considered in the sewer right now. And there's no monetary, nothing changes. The Beis Meir is the reverse of Rambam Tzolli, basically. He said that what? That the Chuppah Shein Ruya Lebiya will achieve a head to Bia Le'achaz Man after you go to the Mikvah. That it will achieve. But what it will not achieve is the difference in money and other things in status which are found in the Gemara. Only after the Yichud Ruya Lebiya, after you go to the Mikvah. The base man. He's a monitor river. That was the question Menachem asked before. So the answer was the base man to say that I guess you have to have a formal act of the suing to be moderate, and the formal act is done now. Later on it's not done properly. I'm not sure. I don't have a lesson in front of me. Right. That wouldn't be how. Wouldn't they be effective right now? It'd be effective for later. Right. Oh. Let's focus, though, for a moment, Rabotai, not on the details of the Rambam, but however the Rambam holds, you run into a problem because Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus. The Ran has the kasha, not Beit. The Gemara in Yavama says that there can be the kasha of Chuppah when it comes to an Isha Psula. That means to say, for example, Amonah L'Koyin Gadol, L'Gusha L'Koyin Hedjit, Mam Zeret V'Yisrael, that although there is an Isha Biyah, there's a Chuppah anyway. So that often the Gemara against the Ramah, the Perish, Chuppah Shein Arul Biyah, and it's significant. So those who say I'm all that is significant here too, whichever way you want to say it, that would also perhaps work, the compromise views over here. But the purest view, how will they take care of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus? So there's various ways, again, how to understand this Rambam.
So the Kachin
Eliyahu,
the first
Right, those who are the say the real Rambam, that you need Yichud Ruya Lebiya for everything, but now you have nothing. So how they, what shot in the way it's going to be? Well, those are compromised here. So then they can start draining. But if you hold it's nothing, like Noam does in the Divya Chesko, so you're stuck from the Yesh Kupal of Psulis. So we discussed, again, the Damascus, like this is the month of Nisan. Right? Week to pay something, exactly. So we have there the we're in the fourth, right? The foremost, right? Arba Kursus, Arba for the Akashas, everything's a fourth. We really had an effect four Pshadim in the Rambam before, right? They had the purest view, Jiviya Cheskel, and the three Pshadim, right? With the base mayor and the Granada were opposite to each other. And you had the Sukkot Zohar in between, that was, but not again four. How do you explain now about the Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus? There are four ways. Two are simply technical. The Lechem Mishnah says, that the Fiyah Rambam, Yesh Kupal Lepsulas is a Dindarabana, Varaya, it works even without Eretz. But without Eretz is nothing. Because if a man who's a Sangodal and a mother stand under the canopy together, without a ring, didn't put on a finger. So halakhically it's absolute zero. Nikir Dindarabana is nothing. Nevertheless, she is puzzled to me. Often around the middle of Tumas. That's a simple thing. Something that there's no question to begin with. The Rambam calls the Yesh Chuppah L'Psula to mean is a Chuppah without an Erishim conceding it. I mean, it's nothing that really Abhikar is in. And Afa Pikein L'Chazal Ma'akmir to ask her from Truma. So it's not, you can't ask any Kasha more than that. What Kasha? Ask her from Truma. I just heard what I just said. What do you mean? No. She's not going to be out of the truth for the rest of her life. Okay? This almana, who stood on the canopy with a Kohen Gadol, I mean, I was just nothing. She was just on an umbrella to creep when it's raining. What kind of canopy is this? She never gave her a ring. I would have said it's a joke. But since the pattern was some kind of chuppah which they meant to work somehow, they blew it, because there was never any ring given over. I thought he came, the Chazal said, ask her for truma for life, as if she was never the Kohen Gadol, as if. Special chumah the Rabbanah, no cash on anything. That's parrot one. It's mashman alecha mishra, doesn't spell it out, but I'll blame it, I don't call it my parrot. It's to push the parrot. Alecha mishra is referred to it. Well, she may marry a Kohen later. She's a Kohen. She's going to marry a Kohen, as the case may be. What? Chazal gave a chum. They made a chum. They don't have a chum. I guess people associate in their mind chuppa with it, with issues. They felt they don't want to take any chance. Goes under the chuppah, like a kind of a, looks like a marriage, but it really isn't. So we're not going to let it, if she's married to Kohen Gadol, so therefore we're going to say she's as if she's nibble of the Kohen Gadol, and she's also the Truma Balaki. Nibble of the Puzzle. Right. That's one way out. Then Lechavish is another pshat. Because it's very pressure. It's such a pressure to Tarek. Hey, look what's going on over here. This Amana wants to marry the Kohen Gadol. I don't know how to do it. No, because everything is not there. Then this history of Bayit Sheni. In Bayit Sheni, the Kohanim Gadol, unfortunately, there's many things you're prohibited. You ever learn the Sugya of Yuma? But they did. I mean, they weren't quite. They just bought the position. First mission. This is Sahedrin. He says they would go in and then they'd go and they'd die and they'd be bought, killed, they'd be bought. That was unbelievable. In a year, yeah, every year, another one. It could go like this. Boom. I said, that's the Musafah. The guy knows that he's living in marriage under the chuppah. That's Achon of the beer. Because day after, they're going to go and have beer. I had a beer, it's also. Okay, Chuchaton of the Fanecha. But they're going to have the beer. So that chuppah is Achon for the beer. So if that chuppah achieves Ishus, Ishus be Isser, yes, but it's Felicia. But it's the cost of... days not to have fun to a beer because you have to go to the mikvah later. That's okay. Gevalde geter. There's such gevalde geter with them. Each one's so simple, so great. Yes. Two other men to live with his wife before.
That's right. Any other psul, amal lekan gadol, etc. It's not an erva. It's a rebia. It's not an erva. As such, it could be a yichud. You don't need yichud erva to be a mamish. It means you need, as opposed to a yichud nida, strong is no good. Because nida is an erva. But if it's a different itabia, such as amal lekan gadol, then the chubba would be affected. Even if it's not going to be a mamash, it's not an erva. By an erva, it should have been not even any kiddushin. Because it's there because there exists kiddushin. There's no exist because there exists kiddushin. It's 2 days. You can touch it with the ring. Or, it's not allowed because it's an erva. It's about. It's there because it is that if you did it, it's foul. It could be even easier to go right and the chassidim suggest if you marry each other. It's unbelievable. According to Mechassinuch, of the large percentage of weddings today is an Issa Doraisa. Possibly. Why? She's a Nida. Puts a ring on her finger, right? She's with a vase with a girl. Boom, she's just over an Issa Doraisa in her head. Well, I don't know about that. She's over an Issa Doraisa. Can you imagine that? It's a frightening thought. Yeah, and idea. That's not probably just avoidable. The Maga Mishnah says that no, she's an error. And the Mechassinuch elaborates, it might even be an Issa Doraisa to marry her. We do it all the time. Why?
Is it that we assume that they're
only the Nina,
or we assume
both.
That they're
on? Both. A, we assume against her. I'm not the kind of either. Sex
faith.
So, we're assuming like this. Finally, there's another way to get out of all these Gemara, because you see, we get three answers to get out of this particular Gemara directly. A couple of psulas. But the whole other Gemara is the background. It's the Yom Kippur Gemara, but the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, etc. So the Rashash, the Muslim Shluchi Abba, all these problems. The Rashash says, Svei Dinin. How much Svei Dinin? One Dinin, I mean, let's go back to our psukim so just to amplify upon the Rashash. One din is Rabosai Nisuin, which the couple does on its own. The plus the Kala, they do Nisuin. But that, says the Rashash, says the Beis Yaakov, there's no substance. Only what? Yichud Aror Labir. Be patient. In contrast, there's another puzzle. The puzzle says, as Biti Nosati Lo Ish Hazer. The father gives her over, gives her hand in marriage. It's not such a strict requirement for Yichud Aror Labir. That's what the Yaakov and the Rashash says. I don't hear you.
Where do you see
enough?
Right. Everyone says, today most women get married above 12 and a half. Okay? It's illegal to get married before that. Even in America, it's illegal to get married before 15 or something like that. America, what, 16? 16 in America.
Some states are different.
Mostly 16, most states. Higher? 18? Until 21 in New York State, if I'm not mistaken, you need parental consent. I think 21.
What? Why?
No? Can't be? I fully did not allow, I don't look after. I thought. It's not a fun to appear because you have to go to the mikvah later. That. Okay? Gevaldige territory. It's such gevaldige territory. Each one's so simple, so great. Yes. Sula, the man that lives with his wife, the Torah's Sula. The Kangaral has a cheshire with his amon. He's going to marry her. I mean, you can't stop it. It's going to happen.
So their kufa is already hafana to the beer. It's a kufa, it's a yerusha, all other things. But the pasuk matters the kalam to the nidash, and sorry pasuk, send me another week till I go to the mix. That's not that beautiful, that's not, that wouldn't be a really hafana to a beer, because I can't do beer for a week. Right, come on, right. And I mentioned to you that some pasukim say that if a couple is, I saw, if they never don't keep up the nida, and he's ball there, the shame is too, and maybe the beer would work. Or I gave another example. They don't keep up the nida, and they're under the chuppah. They're under the chuppah, that chuppah might be affected, even according to the Rambam, according to this chat. What's going to happen tonight? They're going to go home, she's a nida, she never went to the mikvah in her life. She not keep, doesn't keep power from the shkocha. There's going to be a beer. This chuppah is a chana for that beer. Although we're going to wring our hands, the vow, use the courage, the vow, the vow, but never shut up. I will the truma and the ishan of kelas for truma, I should be done as the chuppah. That is true. Okay, truma is a separate thing. Special day by truma. Yes,
look.
What? Good question. What do you ask? Now comes the Shita Hagro. I mentioned the Gro because it also relates to the Gemara that I'm chesed today. The Gemara that I read to you a minute ago. Remember Amurim Rabosai for Yerusha, but not for Truma. The Rashi says, Remember Amurim Shemesiwas L'Shluchim Havei Nesuim. The concept of Masar Av L'Shluchei Aval. If you take this Rashi in Erva, and speed conditions against it, it's not an error. It's an exception to one of the rules. Either beneath the error, but despite that rule, it's here, it's speed condition. Or, despite the fact that it's kareis, it's not an Issa error. That's what my focus in Tulsa, the Rambam and Tulsa, respectively. So the Rambam is tells us beneath the error. Issa the error, there can be no speed condition. I repeat. Issa the error, no, but there can be no nisuin. Nisuin go back to the regular right there. And he explains, the Rambam has a lashon that it's not proper to marry Ishanida, Kiddushin and Ishanida. Why not? So the Magen Mishnah today is, one is technical, he can't touch her. I think I'll put a ring on her finger, whole story. One is lamdus. The Magen Mishnah may even be an Eden Daraita for the Rambam, the Kiddushin with an Eden. The Beres HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's Chava the Evet. But he's saying there can be no regular Ishus with an Isha neither. That only applies to neither, the Shinan Erva. Would not apply to what? Amar Lekoyen Gadol or any other Pesulim that the Gemara speaks about in Yavon. Sure. We pointed out according to the Rambam, we've seen that the Isha Yichud, the Isha Nida, Kodem Vier Rishona, Salah is the Isha Yichud Doraita. With the regular rules of Issa Yichud, as opposed to the Raivin, because it's only the Rabbanah, it's two Shomrim, and by that you don't learn anything. We went to this Barichas. The marriage, that's correct. According to, that's correct. It's very difficult. According to Ophir, the average man is married to an Issa, and I just phrase this way, but it's true. The average man is married to an Issa Erva for a significant percentage of the marriage. He's a Nida, he needs the Erev, and the marriage is still fully intact. Yes, sir. That's right. Any other Pesul, Amal Lekhan Gadol, etc., it's not an Erev. It's a Rebiya. It's not an Erev. As such, it could be a Yichud.
Wait. You could have a
you don't need yichud aroil to be a mamish. It means you need, as opposed to a yichud nida, strong is no good. Because nida is an erva. But if it's a different itzabia, such as amar l'kayin gadol, then the chubah would be effective. Even if that roil to be a mamish, it's not an erva. By an erva, it didn't, should have been another night of any kiddushin. It's exact because there exists kiddushin. There's no exact because there exists kiddushin. Two days, you get touched with the ring, or she's not allowed. She's an erva. It's about the exact because of is that if you did it in style, it could be even easier to go right. And the chassidim suggests if you marry, you should either. Unbelievable. According to the chassidim, of the large percentage of weddings today is an easter d'oraisa. Possibly. Why? She's a neither. Put the ring on her finger. Her husband should be with the basil girl. Boom! Just is over an easter d'oraisa for her. Well, I don't know about that. But over an easter d'oraisa. Can you imagine that? It's a frightening thought. Yeah, and here. That's my problem. Just avoid it. The Magavishnu says that no, she's an error. And the Mechassinic elaborates, it might even be an Easter Dorais to marry her. Leah, too, we do it all the time.
What? Is that, we assume that
they're on the Zina,
or we assume
both. A, we assume against her. I'm not a part of it either. Sex thing.
So, we're assuming like
finally, there's another way to get out of all these Gemaras. Because you see, we get three answers to get out of this particular Gemara directly. Kupal of Psulis. But the whole other Gemara is in the background. It's the Yom Kippur Gemara, or the Kangol Yom Kippur, etc. So the Rashash, the Muslim Shluchi Abba, what is the problem? The Rashash says, Svei Dinim. Svei Dinim. One did it. I mean, let's go back to our Pesukim. So, Prince of Nirashi and says, no, that's only true to the poor for the school. The Mosque of the Shluchi Abal, if there is no home that they have, no permanent home. But if they have a permanent home, then it wouldn't work until they actually come to their regular home. Yes. If he has no home. If he has no home and they go to the Chatar Beit HaKnesset and that's set aside as designated for the moment to be their place, it's in the Sua Gemur. Right, that's why I answer the Gemur. If he has his own house and they go to take him to the Koyal Shul, they wouldn't be fully married yet.
Why did they marry at all?
Well, I don't know, I'm not sure. What? Like the Ran? Well, put it this way. The Ran requires that she go into his house. The Ran might say that if she has a house, if he has a house and a bungalow along the road, that's good enough. That's Tashim Shah and that's a Rashanim Shah. That would certainly be good to Chaladeh for everything. Only the Grub, Krigan, the Bamez, the Ramavur, and Rashi. Rashi, that invitation is only as far as Muscle Shluchi Abal. But once they are in his house, even if it's a bungalow along the road, doesn't make a difference. It's Yichud, Muscle Shluchi Abal is a favorite, so the father's giving it over. The kid is straight in, the best doctor suggests. Chubah Rehul Abiyah is one din. There's an additional din when the father gives over, you don't need Chubah Rehul Abiyah. There are Shashas in the Nephilim Zion, and there are Nice Yakim, and there's Nephilim Zion. First part is the regular thing of his base Yishan Azara. And base Yishan means Chupa Royal Abir. Yichud Royal Abir. And the other thing is, Bitin Asati, Masa Shluchi Abal, the husband's father gives her over, gives her hand in marriage, it's not such a strict requirement for Yichud Royal Abir. That's what the Yishakam and Rashash said. I don't know you. Right, everyone says, today most women get married above 12 and a half. Okay? It's illegal to marry before that, because almost, even in Australia it's illegal to marry before 15 or something like that. In America, what, 16? 16 in America.
Some states have different. Mostly 16, higher? 18? Ah, they're students. Once they get married illegally.
Maybe it's the other way, 16 up here and down south as well.
14? No, I know, I've seen it until, get what I say. But she pulled a veil over her head, or is it enough that someone else puts the veil over her head? Let's not go into that right now again. But the veil is on her head, that itself creates nisuin, according to Shita's Ha-Yerushalmi. I believe it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. No, did I mention that? So they saw it in the Rush, the first pair. But I think it's the Shulchan Aruch too. One second. I can't find it. Some way that the Shulchan Aruch himself quotes that in. The Rush quotes from Terek Aleph Siman Gimel. That I remember. That's the basic Yaakov. Today, so according to this Torah, it will come out according to the Rambam, it's never going to work. We're never going to marry before 12 and a half. Yeah, but one of them has been eliminated by the fact that we're going to marry before early. Well, according to the Rambam, I don't know if we got married very young. Even in Europe, that's right. It's too late. 12, that's 12 and a half, honey. No, it's for a pup. Yeah. So I suppose based on a pup. So. We? Who are we? The Gemara dash for a pup. Rashi dash, you get quoted. It must be based on a... Rashi must be quoted from Hazan. Huh? Yes, that could be the same character over there. Papa the man here, the father gave him the marriage. He was our mother and heir. Okay, I will say.
According to this fourth answer, then it says that doesn't help anybody.
Right. Rabosai, we've spoken about the various fours, where we have four pshatim in the Rambam, and four terutim full of tools in the Rambam. Well, we're moving it up now. Now we're going to discuss to eight track, the number eight. Ooh. First we'll discuss eight ways to get married. Wait until tomorrow, sir. Eight ways to get married. What is it doing? So, the first way we discuss the rest. The Rambam. You got a royal of you? That's Rambam. You got a royal of you. The second shot of the Rambam. Ron says, what kind of Rambam? What are you talking about? Where do you get it from? We know, of course, we know what the suin is. The suin is when she comes to her husband's house. That's all. That's a simple... What's the question? Beis Yishon coming to his house. That's all. Question. Her husband's house. Question. Before proceeding any further, we have to take into account that famous Gemara in Chesamid Beis. In Chesamid Beis, the Gemara says, we have to analyze that. You can't deny how to analyze it. You can't just discount it. The Gemara has to be analyzed very carefully. Oh, very good. According to whom? According to Rashi, we can really discount it. Why? Because Rashi is a famous word. Tufta the Kula Tufta. According to Rashi, the Gemara could be the... Right. The problem with that is, The problem with that is that pasuk can be passed in the year of Eris and Elsa. So what kind of Nisuan? There's another pasuk they quote. Something they rasta the lead the right before they rasta. What was who was tenach? What's right before they rasta? In Nabi Hosea. No. What is that? Tell can affect our keys. I forgot. Some tells like Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to cover us with the with his protective covering, and then they're after plea the olam. So they say it's a writer that the talis is considered the soon. The plea again the same talis. So they're after. I don't know. Then is the Rambo. Aminig ha-pashut, that we call chuppas what? A yiriya prusa gabi klunsos. And the talisman, I say, is also the Rambam. I take it back. As we said before, v'yesh shalom sha-chuppa hi sha-poros v'sudar al-rosh v'shas ha-brocha. That could be a talis. That's too much a talis. Let's say the talis is the Rambam. Then the next is minig ha-pashut, is a chuppa, yiriya gabi klunsos, and the chosn kala go underneath it, and he buries it there, gives a kiddush in there, make the brachas there. The chakam. Let's go. Now comes the shita ha-grah. I mentioned the Gemara because it also relates to the Gemara that I'm chesed the day. The Gemara that I read to you a minute ago. Remember, Amurim, Rabbosai, the Yerusha, but not the Truma. The Rashi says, Remember, Amurim, Shem Esiras, L'Shluchim, Havim, Esuim. The concept of Mosar, Av, L'Shluchim, Abal. If you take this Rashi and combine it with Tosas before, it's going to work pretty soon for everything else but what? Except for what? No, except for Truma. Okay, fine. Says the Vilna Gaon, nothing to do with it. Exists a previous line in the Brisa. The long Brisa, which is Tosefta the Perek Daled. One line is the following. Says, Mosar Abba Shluchi Abba, O Shahar Salo Choser Bezeret, the nichnasa ima l'shum nisuin. So she's considered nisuin. Yerusha works. And Ramurim liyerusha b'trumana. The Vilna Gaon creeps on Rashi. Says that b'amei zevaram Ramurim does not only limit to a case of malta avishluchi abal, but even applies to this case of what? Of nichnasa ima l'shem nisuin in the chaser, hayis al chaser b'derek, v'nichnasa ima l'shem nisuin, even that is not full-fledged nisuin. Even that would not work for truma. And again, it's a question of the work for anything called the Rashi of tufa z'kula tufa. What? Why not? Why? How can there be any limitation? She went into his room, the shem nisuin. How can there be any limitation? Here's the Gaon, this is where I read the Gaon. I know that those of you who disagree with me. But I read the Gaon as follows. That the Gaon learns that you have to have Ikar, the main home of the Chosen, in order that that there should be a proper Nisun. This is with the Birchas Aliyah, the whole story, right? Has to be Ikar Makom Chupa, Ikar Makom, as opposed to what? What's the contrast? As opposed to what? As opposed to the Avana, he has on the way to his main house, there's a little, I don't know, bungalow along the way, Badera, and the little Shiva came into the house, and it's his house. Abba became, it's not a full-fledged Nisuin, according to the Sheep's that grow. Hold on. Patience. So the Goyen says, well, what happens if there is no main home? He doesn't have his own house. Again, the future is my cut in the grove. If he doesn't have his main house, there is no main house, then the way I can send the grove,
a lesser level of a mitzvah of a nisuin can achieve a full-fledged marriage. For example, the best example of all is exactly. Chater Beit HaKnesset is the yard courtyard of the shul. The Gemara says, you know why they have full-fledged nisuin in the courtyard of the shul? You know why? Because in Europe, the custom was, after they got married, they lived by the shver. That's what he says. They lived by the shver. They lived by the shver. Means that he had no full-fledged house of his own. He was by the shver, Bekitzer. That's all it was meaning in those days. He lived by the shver. He didn't have his own private home. Therefore, the chatar, Beis HaKnesset, can achieve a full-fledged nisuin. However, it's implicit in the growth. If they have a home of their own, then the full-fledged nisuin is not that place where they actually go home to their own home. And the fact that they're in shul, and the place of the shul is miyuchad for the two of them, however that works, would not achieve full-fledged nisuin. According to the Gemara, it seems to me, in our circumstances, it seems to me, again, I know this is a heavily debated point out in the Gemara. I think David didn't like what I said, and someone else didn't like what I said, but I was right there on the first point. I find a little bonus to back me up on that. So maybe I'll find something back up on this too. Rashi's critic in the Gemara. Bamed Devar Bamurim is limited to a case of Mosel Ahav Shluchi Abal. Then we say it's not a full-fledged Nisuin. Rashi would learn Tufta the Kulut Tufta. I guess Rashi requires Beis Abal Mamash in all cases. Right? That's Rashi's own sheet. But Tosis who holds that it's not a Tufta for everything else. Tosis holds it's a Tufta for Truma, but otherwise she isn't considered a full Nisuin except for Truma. Today we have no Truma anyway. You would be a full-fledged Nisuin. But then the Grub throws in, he quits in the Rashi and says, no, that's only true to the full-fledged Nisuin, the Masa Meshluchi Abal, if there is no home that they have, no permanent home. But if they have a permanent home, then it wouldn't work until they actually come to their regular home. Yes. If he has no home, and they go to the Chatar Beit HaKnesset, and that's set aside as designated for the moment to be their place, it's in the Sula Gemur. Right, that's why I answer the girl. If he has his own house, and they go to take him to the court of the shul, they wouldn't be fully married yet.
Why are they married at
all? Well, I don't know, I'm not sure. What? Like the Ran? Well, put it this way. The Ran requires that she go into his house. The Ran might say that if he has a house and a bungalow along the road, that's good enough. That's Tashup Shah and that's a Rashalim Shah. That would certainly be good to call out there for everything. Only the Grub, Krigan, the Bamed, the Ramavur, and Rashi. Rashi, then a limitation is only as far as muscle Shluchi Abal. But once they are in his house, even if it's a bungalow along the road, it doesn't make a difference. It's Yichud, and if it's his house, what could be better? Well, the Grow demands the Iker, his main house, the Kiddush from the Grow. The Kiddush from the Grow. Yeah. Now, Rabosai, are there any other opinions? In terms of what constitutes nisuin, we've had so far what? Let's cover it. We had, what do we have? Yichud or Alubiya. Then we had Beis Habal, as the Ran said, simply Beis Habal. Then we had the question of what? Mos Rabba Shluchi Habal is one of the Shitas Tosu, the problem with nisuin. We have the Grub, who said it depends upon the main home, if you will. Secondary home apparently does not achieve what it's supposed to achieve. All these things really are based upon either yichud or mos or shluchi abal or the house. Are there any ceremonies, quote unquote, which might achieve this soon? Oh, there's an Afani Rishalmi that says by Deccan for the Sula, it's the Tetzeh Behinuma of Arosha Peruah, but that's the Sula Meshiyot Behinuma. Inuma is a veil covering the head, covering her head. A veil?
That is she wears a veil.
Oh, Mishayat of the Hainuma. We had a discussion, which I don't want to go into again. It relates to Yetzer Shia. But he badek, oh. Careful what I said. Must he pull a veil over her head? Or is it enough that someone else puts the veil over her head? Let's not go into that right now again. But the veil is on her head. That itself creates Nisua, the quote that she does Ha Yerushalmi. I believe it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. No, did I mention that? You certainly saw it in the Rush, the first pair. But I think it's the Shulchan Aruch too. One second. I can't find it. Some way that the Shulchan Aruch himself quotes that in. The Rush quotes from Perek Aleph Siman Gimel. That I remember. Quote number one. I look one upon it, I can't find it. Somewhere here. No, the Ramah, but Ramah Siman Nun Hey. Maybe it's only Ramah then. Okay, maybe it's not a Machava. Yes, Amrim. Let's assume it's only Ramah. Ramah, I see it's right in front of him. Siman Nun Hey, Sephala. Yes, Amrim, the Chupas Besula, Misha Yotze Beinuma, the Almona Mishenis Yachadu. Now, I must tell you that there could be based even on a puzzle. Two psukim which are quoted in this context. Covering, if he covers her, that it's, or if she is covered, we'll see in a minute, that's considered a din of nisuin. Ramban says, Ramban, that you pay the higher of the following two sums. One eighth of the of kesef tzuri, 200, one eighth of 22 kesef tzuri, or B, 200 local units. In America we call it dollars. Because they say that they bring it right from Kaputkia. Kaputkia, it means from Kaputkia, longer than Trump. Apparently you have to pay the greater of those two sums. A, one eighth. Yeah, the two psukim might yield somewhat different conclusion.